Ladies and gentlemen, it is important that you keep a close watch on your baggage and carry-on items.
More than 600 million people went through TSA screening at U.S. airports last year, removing shoes, belts, and coats. Laptops in a separate bin, liquids and gels in trial sizes only, standing still for body scanners to check beneath their clothes.
Step in the machine, hands above your head, hold that pose 5 to 7 seconds.
TSA Administrator John Pistol admits that thoroughly checking every single passenger makes a little sense.
We're looking for that needle in the haystack, that one in a billion, that terrorist who may be trying to do something. And if we can reduce the size of the haystack to make it a job that is more focused and precise for us, our security officers, then we feel like we can provide better security and do it in a more humane fashion, if you will.
Pistol believes a new pre-screening program called TSA PreCheck is the answer. At the moment, it's open to global travelers who pay $100 and submit to a background check with U.S. Customs. Active duty service members, airline crew members, and elite travelers chosen by the airlines can also qualify. The payoff? Less rigmarole at the airport. Shoes and belts stay on, liquids and laptops stay in the suitcase. Last year, TSA started letting children under 12 and seniors over 75 years through security with less hassle, too. Pistol says 10% of travelers at the Charlotte airport go through expedited physical screening. That's the highest percentage in the country. The challenge now is,
how can we encourage people to volunteer in exchange for some really limited information for a more expedited physical screening? It makes our job better from the security standpoint because we're managing and focusing more precisely on risk.
In the coming months, Pistol says TSA will open PreCheck to more travelers, but he knows it'll take some convincing to get a significant number of people signed up. Many are skeptical of surrendering personal information to the government, so TSA is also exploring the possibility of having private companies do the background checks to TSA specifications. Could a woman in a headscarf or a man in robes clear the check? Absolutely, says Pistol. What about someone with a criminal record or a mental illness? That's unclear, because Pistol says the exact criteria haven't been determined. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.